Business Hour with Oli Bogeng on OFM.
It's the OFM Business Hour. Hi there, I'm Oli Bogeng. And in our Business of You segment, we're now looking at what's good for our health, those yearly checkups that should be done, especially at certain ages. But what about your financial health? That's also something one should never neglect. And trust me, it's much less uncomfortable than visiting the doctor's office. We have the privilege of being joined by Dr. Fred Filippo, sales leader and certified financial planner at Liberty Financial Advisors. And he's here to guide us through this process of financial planning. Doctor, welcome to the Business Hour.
Hi, everything. And it's a great pleasure to be on the show today.
It's wonderful to have you. Now, I know many of us are in this boat. We've progressed through various life stages and tried to keep up to date with our policies and insurance. But life gets busy. Before you know it, there's 10 cell phone contracts. I feel like that's for my mom. Numerous vehicle payments, not to mention kids going to study. And it can all get so much. So let's sort of factor in a scenario. There's a family that might look similar to your own. Mom and dad are both business owners, late 40s, early 50s. The kids are studying or are about to, and all very entrepreneurial. Everyone loves being their own boss. So if they come to you, what are some of the questions, Dr. Filippo, you'll be asking regarding this family's finances to get a better understanding of where they stand?
Firstly, I always tell my clients, your most important asset that you need to protect is basically your ability to generate an income. And with that said, based on the case study, the income that they are drawing from their business sustains both husband and wife, and they also need the income to survive and look after their children while their children are going to study or are studying. So that's basically the initial step that I take them through. The second part would be their investments. Is it diversified? Is it local or offshore portfolios, including equities or unit trusts, structured portfolios, some exposure to alternative assets? Some people have private equity, art and collectibles. And then I ask questions like, what insurance products do you have in place? Do you have life cover, medical aid, critical illness, disability? So in this case study, she had limited critical illness with her husband, mm-hmm. and disability cover. So I would focus more into that, because if you become disabled, you need an income. Then we would look at assets, the primary assets, investment properties that they've got, business ownership stakes, and then take a look at the debt, low personal debt, some strategic business debt for an expansion in the future or currently, and life context and aspirations. You know, everyone's got dreams and aspirations. And, entrepreneurial legacies. Both are passionate about building generational wealth and empowering their children to carry forward their business ethos, actively mentoring their sons in financial literacy and entrepreneurship, how they would go about doing that, and their lifestyle, enjoying luxury travel, wellness retreats, and then lastly, their health and longevity. Both maintain healthy lifestyles and have access to premium healthcare. Some people live way too long and, they're expecting to live longer because they have a healthier lifestyle. You need to look at how they're going to generate an income when they retire as well.
So the family, we're going to give them names and call them Susan and Mike. You know, would this have a different look if they weren't entrepreneurs, if they were formally employed by a different establishment?
Yes, in the sense that if you work for an establishment, you've got a set income. So you can sort of calculate mm-hmm. hypothetically what a person would be earning with a little bit of increases over the time frame. But as an entrepreneur, you could have really great years of income and really poor years of income if it doesn't work out. So it's not guaranteed income.
Well, I mean, Dr. Filippo, what would this family's financial plan needs be? Are you able to get into that? Estate planning, retirement planning, etc.?
With any financial plans that you set up for a client, I would basically start off with estate planning. think that's the most important, having a will in place. Do they have a will? Do we need to update the will? Is there a trust in place? Just to make sure that the money and their wealth is protected. And then considering setting up a family trust or a foundation to protect those assets, requiring guidance on business succession planning and shareholder agreements, and also explore tax-efficient structures for integrational wealth transfer. And then in retirement planning, current investments are growth-orientated. In growth-orientated portfolios? Do they need to shift towards an income-generating asset over time? As you get, like you said, they are in their 40s and 50s. There's not enough time to invest. So we need to basically tether them down from moderately aggressive portfolios, moderately, and then obviously conservative closer to retirement to protect the capital. And that's basically that on retirement planning. I forgot to mention they also need to look at income strategy after retirement, and that accounts for longevity. Do they have enough capital to look after them when they're older, and maybe they live till age 90? So we need to explore different options. Do we put money in offshore or local investments? I mean, risk management, that's another part of financial planning, is review and enhance on their critical illness, disability, and income protection policies. And then also ensure business continuity plans. That's like your contingency plans if they've got debt, like you mentioned in the case study. And also key person insurance. Is there someone that's able to take over the business if something happens to one of the important members in the business? Then there's also business planning. Susan's got her luxury skincare brand that she's selling. I mean, Mike obviously has got his boutique property. And for the both those companies, you know, you need to start grooming your children to continue the businesses. In some instances, the children won't take over, but in this study, the children would like to take over, and you need to mentor them and give them leadership roles and start familiarizing them into the business for over the next 10 to 15 years. And then family wealth education, continue financial education for both their sons, Bram and Daniel, possibly establish a family office or advisory board to manage wealth and legacy, and also encourage responsibility, stewardship, and entrepreneurial thinking. There are other things that we can look at, but to sum it up, basically a holistic view of everything.
I mean, and it's quite comprehensive and certainly quite detailed there. Well, I mean, this has been super interesting. We've been looking at sort of like, you know, personal finance through the lens of a small family. Susan and Mike, they're both entrepreneurs. They have some really interesting businesses. Susan is in skincare. Mike has his own boutique business. As Dr. Filippo has told us, they have two sons, Bram and Daniel, who are about to venture off into varsity. And we've been taking kind of a look at their personal finance journey through that lens. So let's recap a little bit towards the end, Dr. Filippo, using the same case study, just very briefly. Why should people really look into getting a financial plan? What are the components of a well-rounded financial plan? And what should people know or prepare about their finances before meeting an advisor like you?
In essence, financial planning is the protection of your wealth and the creating of wealth. I would really like to get my clients into a position where they are starting and protecting their wealth and generating wealth. And on a well-rounded financial plan, the components, just like we mentioned earlier, looking at estate planning, retirement planning, risk management, business planning, family wealth education, all of those, and even medical aid, everything needs to be accounted for. And regarding the finances before a meeting, what a client needs to bring to the table, they just need to bring themselves initially. That's the first start, the start of any financial planning. Just take that first step, book yourself an appointment with a financial advisor or planner, and have a nice cup of coffee and talk about your dreams and aspirations.
That's really beautiful. Lastly, how can people get in touch with you? You have so much knowledge, and they can have their own their own financial plan put together in tandem with you.
They can come to me directly at the Standard Bank building opposite MediClinic, or they can contact me on 072-90-53-100.
Well, that was Dr. Fred Philippo, sales leader and certified financial planner at Liberty Financial Advisors. He was giving us an overview of a financial plan for a family of four, so mom and dad are both entrepreneurs, they have two sons. And of course, if you want to have your own, you should definitely ensure that you reach out to him. Dr. Philippo, thank you for your time.
Thanks a lot. It's a pleasure.
The Business Hour on OFM.